So Avaaz is a civic community of over 39 million people from all over the world. We have 6 million members in Brazil. We have 1 million members across Africa. And it's over 7 years old. And we campaign on everything from fighting corruption to making sure that the climate is protected, not imperiled. And also we have other big campaigns, such as we've organised over 800,000 people to march to get leaders to do the right thing on climate change. And now on Ebola, we've had this incredible response from our community who want to volunteer. We thought 10 people, maybe 100 people might come forward. We've had over 3,000 people step forward to say they are prepared to go and work with aid agencies we've collaborated with to go and fight this disease, which has been truly extraordinary.
In what period of time did you make the call and then you got the 3,000 or so?
This is in the last 5 days. And the last 24 hours, another 1,000 people have stepped forward.
So you just said, we want people to go out there, health workers, trained health workers, to go and help fight Ebola. Nothing else.
We made it very, very clear to people about the risk that they were taking. We were very clear that we were looking ideally for health workers. But if people came with other professions, such as logisticians, pilots, people that have a skill that could help the back engine of the fight against Ebola to operate.
Which countries? Do you have an idea?
Well, we've had over 30 from South Africa. I've seen many nurses from Kenya step forward. I've seen a couple of doctors from Uganda offering to go. But we've also had epidemiologists, specialists from Sweden saying that they would go. We've had surgeons with 30 years of experience from the States saying they want to go.
So who pay for them to go?
So the aid agencies we're working with, including Save the Children, the International Medical Corps, have all said that they would take responsibility for the training, for the deployment.
So you provide the people, they provide the money and the training and the logistics.
Exactly. They are screaming out for help to say, we simply cannot scale up fast enough in the window of opportunity that we have now to really combat this crisis. We have said we will launch an appeal, which we have never done before with our members, to see, will people step forward? And then we will be handing those names and addresses over to the aid agencies who are looking at them as we speak. And they say that they could deploy them from an application to get on the ground within 72 hours. And they're really keen to look at that list.
72 hours. Don't people need special training to do this? An understanding of what's happening on the ground?
That's absolutely right. But that's the training that these aid agencies will offer
to them. That's 72 hours.
If they have the right experience, the right background, they've done this kind of thing before. They say they can turn it around that fast, which is extraordinary.